This brings us to our sketch plat, item number 28, Justin Dedera for lot 9, block 28, Knolls of Paradise. And this is PR 2021-005238, PS 2021-0041 sketch plat. Justin, are you ready? Justin Dedera, are you ready for this sketch plat? Perhaps he has just stepped away for a moment.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can give him a call.
He's been waiting around and I see that he's in the meeting. You want to shoot him a quick email that just says, hey, your case is up.
Yep.
That I think would be fabulous. And we will give it just a moment. And then we're nearly there. Okay. He's in the chat. No, we can't hear you. Justin, make sure that you're not on mute and make sure that your computer sound is turned up. And if all else fails, you can type stuff in the chat and we can do it that way. Can you hear us? Okay.
Can you hear me? Is anybody?
Yes, anybody beautiful.
Okay. So my apologies about that. As chance would have it, I was told this morning that I could get the COVID-19 vaccine at 3:00 today.
Awesome.
Of course, that's exactly the right time. Yeah, that's exactly the time that this gets teed up. So I'd like to talk through my points, but I also have my wife on, and I don't know if she's on the computer or not, but I have on my phone. So we'll do our best, and I appreciate the opportunity to meet with this board, and I know it's been a long day for all of you and me as well, and so we'll try to get through this as quickly as possible. I very much appreciate your comments before the meeting as well. I don't know how this goes. Do I have to swear in or?
Not for sketch plats, because sketch plats are informational. We just get to talk and we can have the board go through comments and you can ask us questions and we'll see if we are. Okay, good. Okay. And I have code enforcement just typed in their comments. So we can just start going through board comments now, if that's acceptable.
That would be acceptable. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Water Authority, please.
Good afternoon. This is Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. Overall, we have no objections to consolidating lots in this manner. There was a question about using the existing sewer lateral for the vacant lot, which I think goes to the north or the west. And that is perfectly allowable. We have no restrictions on doing that. If there is a desire for a new water service based on the area of town you're in, you do require a service connection agreement. That's because you're outside of the Water Authority's adopted service area. If you are utilizing the existing meter for the existing home for the addition, that will not be required. You'll just be using that additional plumbing on your property. So again, just to be clear with that, if you are not doing a new meter, for this addition, you can utilize the existing meter. If you do desire a new meter, that would require a water service connection agreement. If the property that is currently vacant has a water stub for a meter and you're not going to be using that, you are required to remove the stub, basically. So the line has to be capped, and that's a condition for service. So that's it for the Water Authority. I think that was the questions you had. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Yep, just real quick, one question about the sewer line, and I'm not sure if I should wait for the whole board. Please let me know if I'm doing this wrong. But I was just going to ask a quick question about the sewer access. Is there a way to, would that be just a similar bill? Would it come through the same water bill and sewer bill that I get currently if we use that other line? I took that to mean that basically, there would be no additional charge for tapping into the sewer line that was available on that lot. It would just be charged the same as it would be for my home. Is that right?
That's correct, provided there's a sewer lateral stub to the property. If you are having to construct a new sewer lateral, you have to pay, there's like a tapping permit fee, tapping fee and other, you know, permit fees, et cetera, construction fees, et cetera. If you're just tapping it as a stub on your property and you're tying into that, there's not an additional fee as far as the account goes, to send sewer to a different lateral. It's based on the water meter, is how the billing is done. So I think, does that answer your question?
It does perfectly. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. This is Maggie Gould. So from code enforcement, we have the contextual standards, which say the smallest lot allowed is 0.1412 acres. The largest lot allowed is 0.2353 acres. And please include the total lot acreage of the two combined lots.
Yep. And I saw that comment and I had some questions about that. And I appreciate the information very much from code enforcement. Our understanding is the combined lot would be at 0.34 acres, which would exceed that 125% number that was quoted in the materials. And I guess I have a couple questions about that. The first one being, it appeared to me that the only properties that were included in that average were along my street there. But in the Knolls of Paradise, the subdivision that I reside, there are several properties that have lot sizes that are even quite a bit larger than 0.34 acres. And so one, can we look at those lots as a example of an exception here? Or two, could we include those lots as part of the calculation for the average? Those are my questions.
So this is Maggie Gould, and the IDO actually specifies that it is lots on your block that you are looking at. So code enforcement can't take the entire subdivision into consideration. You can apply for a variance through the zoning hearing examiner to have a larger lot.
Okay. Variance?
Oh, okay. So that would be the possible way to do it, is to apply for a variance and then get approved for that variance to exceed that 125% limit, so to speak.
And then you would return for a plotting action to combine them.
Thank you. And can I do a variance for for an easement during that same action as well? Or is that the kind of thing that would need to be a separate?
This is Maggie Gould, sorry. Say more about the variance to the easement.
So the variance would be to the easement to the west side of the property along the street of Boulder Avenue. There's a easement that expects, or maybe it's a setback, I could be getting my terminology wrong, that expects 10 feet from the the existing sidewalk or street. That variance, we would desire to reduce that to 5 feet based on other properties in our kind of neighborhood.
Okay.
But
gotcha. I'm so sorry. That does sound like that's your setback. And yes, it would be the same procedure. It would be a variance to that numerical standard.
Okay.
So can I ask the question, is that the type of thing that is able to be approved, or is it usually not approved?
This is Maggie Gould. So the you would go through the zoning hearing examiner, and you would have to justify your requests. So it has to do, there's a whole set of criteria, and we can send you that after this meeting. And the question is how well you address that criteria.
That would be wonderful if you could send me that criteria. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Anything else?
I believe that answers all the questions that I had coming into this, other than the 125%, I guess, more of kind of a blanket statement. If we were able to get that variance approved, is there any other issue with merging the property line or eliminating the property line if we were able to combine these lots through that process?
Let's go through the rest of board comments and see where you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Parks?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no comments.
Okay. Hydrology?
Ernest Tornejo, Hydrology. We have no objection. For information, if future development exceeds 1,000 square foot of building, 10,000 square foot of paving, or 500 cubic yards of grading, an approved grading and drainage plan will be required prior to building permit.
Okay.
Neat.
Transportation?
This is Jean Liffenberger with transportation. Show existing sidewalks along the frontage of the site. Minimum sidewalk width required is 5 feet for these residential streets. Any kind of deviation from that 5 foot width would require a sidewalk width waiver.
Okay. And then planning has the standard sketch plot comments about your numbers and your project number, and then what needs to go on your final plat and how that works. And then also the setbacks are listed there for your property.
Okay. Okay.
And I will send you those CHE comments. Anything else?
That's it for me.
Okay, all right, thank you so much. And that brings us to number 29, our